in our practice, which includes everyday life, which accord with the right understanding of man and nature. It is necessary to have confidence, you know, to follow the truth and to continue our practice. Because truth is something which is beginningless and endless. So our practice should be also beginningless and endless. Endless one. And wherever we go, we should continue our practice. That is the first stage, first step for your for entering Buddha Hall or Zazen Hall. That is, you know, the stage, the form is empty. The form is empty means, you know, to have strong belief or confidence in emptiness, which is the truth itself, which is the real world. So, a form may be a real form. You know. Form is emptiness. So, form is directed towards emptiness, which is Buddha nature, or emptiness, or enlightenment. Form. And this is the first step to the Buddha Hall. And next one is emptiness is form. This is more advanced, maybe more difficult, you know, to understand and to accept. Form is emptiness. Or emptiness is form. Emptiness is form. It is easy, you know, to have direction and start our practice towards emptiness. Form is emptiness. Form is going to the emptiness. That is it. Because we have some direction. You know. Even though it is difficult, as long as we have direction, it is easy. But emptiness is form, it's more, maybe more difficult. And stronger confidence is necessary. Because emptiness is form. When we say emptiness is form, whatever it is, you know, everything is emptiness itself. It means not only you, everything. Not only something good, but also everything. That is more difficult to accept. Because, you know, for usual people like us, there is something good and something bad. there's something which we don't like, and there's something which we give. There's common people and sage. Unless you stop your analyzing mind or thinking mind, it is rather difficult to accept it. That is which we experience in our everyday life. You see, that is, but when you can say emptiness is full, you have stronger confidence in your practice. But actually, you can do it. We are, practicing right now in San Francisco, counting breathing practice, just to count our breath. That's all. And you may say, it looks like very easy, but actually it is difficult. But you should know why it is so difficult. As one instance, sometimes or most of the time in your everyday life, you will have something, something which you don't like at all, and it is difficult for you to forget all about it, even though that is not your problem, your business, but you cannot help but to think about it. Don't you have this kind of experience? Sometimes you will be very angry with what someone else is doing. But that is not actually your business. But if you spend your valuable time to think about something which is nothing to do with you. Maybe something to do with you, but not directly. You cannot say nothing can happen without some relationship with you. But it may have something to do with you, but even though you think it doesn't help at all, you cannot help someone which is not directly related to it. It is, in other worlds, or in other dimensional worlds, it is almost impossible to help him. But you don't know why. We don't know why we have to it is so difficult to stop thinking about it. Don't you have this kind of experience? It is a waste of time, actually. That is the word. That is the relative word. We say word of good and bad. Word of right or wrong. But in your, if you can only practice counting, breathing, practice completely, actually, you can stop being worried about it. You can stop, you can cut off the relations, unnatural, a wrong relationship with some worry. So, I think to be able to count from 1 to 10 is very fortunate. So, if you, when you go from 1 to 2 or 2 to 3 until you come to 10, you should bow to Buddha. Thank you very much. And then you start count 1, 2, 3. And that you can count your breathings in order without mistake means your practice is complete. The stage you can do it over and over again is the stage that emptiness is full. Emptiness is full. It is more advanced stage. Then the first stage, you can come to. You may think, I must come to. Anyway, I have to come from 1 to 10. But you may make some mistake. When you lose your counting, it means that you have some gap in your continuity of your practice. So that means you have gap. So some worry will, come to you through the gap. So when the time you forgot your counting, the various thoughts will come over through the gate. Even when you don't know when, but when you realize the evil thought is already here. That is maybe the more the stage that you have direction, only you have direction, but the practice is not perfect. In your practice, there's some gaps. So to be able to count from 1 to 10 means a lot. It means more than you thought. The power of counting from 1 to 10 is very powerful. And that is the best way to be free from various confusion. Which you may be easily involved in. So, I think if you go back to your city life, you will have many things to think. But you don't think just because you have to think. But because you are not able to stop thinking about it. Most of your thinking mind goes in that way. Most of the activity you take is not because it is necessary, but because you cannot, you are not able to stop doing it. And there are many things which you shouldn't do. But most people are doing something they shouldn't do. But to be able to stop doing it and to be able to waste our energy thinking about it and doing it is very important. When you are able to do it, it means that your wisdom is open, your mind is open, and your mind is as clear as a mirror. Mirror may be, mirror is actually an emptiness. So in that mirror, everything will reflect in it. Various images will appear in the mirror as it is. So you may say that emptiness is false. On the pure, polished up mirror, everything is there, various forms there. That will be deeper and maybe difficult, and but deeper practice, or more polished up practice. So counting breathing exercise may be the exercise for beginners and the exercise for more advanced students. The third one may be form is form and emptiness is emptiness. Now here, if I put order to them, the emptiness is emptiness is form is more advanced practice. Emptiness is emptiness is will be the practice next to emptiness is form. Yeah, I think so. I don't know what other teachers will say. But form is form means, you know, later I'll explain in some other way, but emptiness is emptiness means everything, you know, appears in the form of emptiness. Or it means that for people who practice our way, that is the stage when we can accept everything equal as emptiness. Emptiness comes to us when we are empty, when we stop thinking, when we are able to stop our emotional and thinking activities, when we are not involved in any other practice, when we are just sitting in some certain form. So in that stage, you know, that stage is more the stage you have in your Zazen practice. When you stop thinking and stop feeling some particular thinking, some particular things. That will be the continuity of emptiness. But form is the practice which you will have in your everyday life more. Form is form. When we say emptiness is emptiness, or form is form, it means that emptiness only, or form only, world or form only. We don't think about emptiness when we say form is form. When we say emptiness is emptiness, we don't think about form. We have no idea of form, just emptiness. And form is when we say form is form, you know, your everyday life as form is form, should be based on Zazen practice, even though you don't aware of it. If you have strong practice power of strong practice, even though you don't aware of it, you don't know whether you have that kind of strength or not. That is why we call it empty. If you say, I have this kind of power, that is not emptiness anymore, that is already form. You know, if you say, I understand, you know, what is emptiness, is emptiness, then, you know, that is not emptiness anymore. That is the power you have, even though you are not aware of it. That power is the power which will be gained, acquired by everyday practice, by continuous practice. If you sit, if you just sit every day at certain time for 1 hour or more, you will have more and more power of practice. Or for you, it is difficult to lose your power. That is the stage. When you have this kind of power, whatever you see, you know, the things, it's thing itself. You can see things as it is. So you, when you see things as it is the world of form is form. And that is how we help others. When, you know, when our children come, you will be safe. When an old man comes, you will be an old man. That is, you know, the stage or life of form is form. And when you have this kind of life, as I said last night, that is the life of what it is. You don't know who you are. You may be a friend. You may be an audience. You don't know who you are because you may be a man and you may be a woman. You don't know. And you know and you don't know. You appear as if you know everything, but you don't know after. It appears, you know, as if it has some form, but, you know, but as soon as it appears, it vanishes, you know. Things in reality exist in that space. As soon as it appears, it will vanish. There is nothing which doesn't vanish. Everything which appears is vanishing, like fishes, the time you serve them, you cook the dish, it will disappear. There is no food which doesn't vanish. There is no man who doesn't die. There is no image which doesn't vanish. So it appears. To appear is not to appear, or to vanish. So we don't know what it is. Anyway, to take care of things one by one, like you can see this, is the life of what is it. So you don't try to figure out what it is. You don't want any answer for that. Question is, at the same time, answer what it is. That is okay. But we have to take So you don't try to figure out what it is. You don't want any answer for that. Question is, at the same time, answer what it is. That is okay. But we have to take, we have cook every dish one by one. Bread is bread. And soup should be soup. Even though it will be mixed up when you eat. But there's no one who eat, who prepare food with mixer. You should prepare each food one by one. Like you count your breathing, one after one. So that you count your breathing, it's the way you cook dishes, or the way you walk step by step. That is to have full appreciation of our life. We shouldn't be enslaved by anything else. We should be always independent, and we should be free from everything. And we should be boss of everything, always. Without trying to control it. By doing things one by one carefully. So, because it is a kind of difficult task for us, so we should be able, we should be very grateful. Even you know, come from one to two, that is enough. If you can count from one to, you know, if you reach five, you should bow to me. Oh, I'm very grateful for you. Let me count from one to five. In this way, if you count from one to ten, and with that great joy, you continue, if you continue, again from one to ten, and over again. That is. The last stage, you will acquire by counting breathing and practice. So it is not at all that practice, just for beginners. Last night Jack asked me in the session, what kind of character we use for form is emptiness. Emptiness is form, and form is form, and emptiness is emptiness. Form is emptiness.